Hi, my name's Ian Dawson. I'm a chair of York Trustee Professionals here in York, and I'm also a whole of market mortgage advisor here in York as well.
Ian, tell us about York Trustee Professionals. We know of it, but what is it?
It's a weekly networking group. We meet at the Novotel every Wednesday morning from 7 o'clock. There's one of every trade or profession in there, so you can't have, for example, more than one accountant or more than one plumber. Currently about 27 members, growing all the time. We started over 2 years ago, and we pass a substantial amount of business between ourselves.
So it's a networking group, in a sense.
It is.
You're helping each other as professionals.
That's correct, yeah.
So you, for example, say you were a plumber, you wanted referral work, you could ask around the room, does anybody know of, or is that how it works?
It is like that, yeah. So if I wanted a plumber, there's a plumber in the room. If I want an accountant, there's an accountant. If I wanted a solicitor, etc. But it's not just about what I want from the room, it's who I know and what services they want. Everyone in the room signs up to a code, so they do work on time, within budget, to professional standard. We're a really good group of local businesses who are very conscientious at what we do. Therefore, we can refer each other on with a lot of confidence. We do that to friends, family, work colleagues, knowing the job will be done correctly, and that's what it's all about, really.
How many professionals have you got in your group?
About 27 at the moment.
Wow.
Including charity partners. And we started with 14 back in November 2014, and pretty much doubled in size in that time. So once we get to 35, that'll be it, and we are getting there all the time.
So we know you've got landscape gardeners, you've got accountants, you've got painters and decorators, electricians and plumbers. Who are you looking for now then to fill that extra gap?
It's pretty much, on the website, yorktrusted.com, there's a list of categories that are already taken. So again, we aren't looking, for example, for an electrician at this time because we've already got one in the room. But things like architects, maybe a florist, somebody like that. Anybody whose category isn't already taken can come and join, essentially.
And how do they do it? How do they get in touch with you?
They'll just contact myself via the website, on my number, via email, whatever. I quick chat with them. They come along as a guest to the meeting and see what it's all about. They come twice for free. And if they like it and if we get a good feel for them, then they can apply to join and come on board.
And you do a good breakfast as well.
Very well, Novotel do, but I wouldn't do a good breakfast.
You're not a good cook, apparently.
I don't think we'd have 27 members then.
So that's what you do in your spare time running York Trusted Professionals. What's your actual day job?
I'm a whole of market mortgage advisor. We also do mortgage protection cover, which is things like life cover, critical illness, income protection, but specialise in mortgages. That's residential and buy-to-let mortgages, completely independent. So we're not restricted to any particular one lender or panel of lenders. And we essentially help people buy their house and look after their mortgage going forward.
Even first-time buyers?
First-time buyers, remortgaging, home movers, buy-to-let landlords, anybody who wants a mortgage, we can help. And
has it become easier to get a mortgage these days? I know when I bought my first house, it was double your salary and half of your wife's or whatever. What's the criteria now?
It's very complicated. It's a bit of a criteria minefield in many ways, certainly in buy-to-let lending. But sticking to residential lending, where it's, say, a young couple trying to buy a house, there are income multiples that do work in the background, but it's not as simple as that anymore. They do a lot of affordability statistics, and the number of dependents you've got can reduce what you can lend, the number of commitments you've got, obviously. So it's quite an involved process, and different lenders have very different criteria, which makes it even more difficult. But certainly, in terms of has it got easier, it's got easier than it was a few years ago, but then that's relatively harder than it was, say, 10 years ago. So,
yeah.
But I think where we are now is probably a decent place. You can get away with a 5% deposit rather than having no deposit or needing 20% deposit, neither of which are particularly good. So having a 5% deposit, I think, is a good place to be. Affordability's tightened up, but is very realistic as well. The biggest issue people can have is with credit score. So I'd always say to people, anybody looking to get a mortgage in the near future or looking to remortgage, etc., make sure your credit history is good or as good as it can be. We can work with it if it's not, but you miss out on the best rates.
Because your credit history, it goes on a point system. What would be the cut-off point then?
There's no cut-off point as such in terms of points. Someone can have a really low credit score points-wise, but if they've not had any missed payments in the last 2 years, there are lenders who we could use in that scenario. So it's not so much a broad, what is your Experian credit score, for example. That does give an indication, but it's not the be-all and end-all. But
okay,
if somebody's got a really low score and has missed lots of missed payments in the last 2 years, they're going to be struggling.
Are they really?
Yep.
Is it any harder or any easier? Say, for example, somebody's on 40 grand a year looking to buy a house. Somebody's on 100 grand a year. Is it any more difficult for one or the other?
If they wanted to borrow 400 grand, it's more difficult for the guy on 40 grand a year.
Of course.
But it depends. It's all relative. If you've got to look at your income, your outgoings, and what you can afford, because the guy on 40 grand wouldn't want to be buying a house with a 400 grand mortgage because he's going to be struggling from day one to pay it back. So he'd still be able to buy a house at 200 grand and borrow 160, no problem, I would think.
So a first timer coming to see you wants to buy a house, they've seen the house, they're on 50, 60 grand a year. Do you then approach other lenders, mortgage companies, to get that money then?
We do, yeah. We have software which has all the lenders on there, which we can search based on different criteria. For example, lenders who you might need a 5% deposit for. If we're looking and someone's got a 5% deposit, the list of lenders at the top of the list would be different to if they've got a 20% deposit, and different lenders price accordingly at different times. So one lender one week might not be the best lender the next week, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So it's about looking at someone's scenario, how much deposit they've got, what they do work-wise, if they've just started a job, which can impact things as well. Again, if there's any adverse credit, what their outgoings are. Some lenders deduct childcare costs, etc. And then looking at the scenario and placing it with the best lender they can get a mortgage with, applying accordingly. And going from there, we have some clients who've just come back maybe from Australia, been in Australia for 3 years, only been back in the UK 1 year. A lot of lenders require a 3-year UK address history. That would exclude a lot of lenders. So it's not just a case of looking at a list and picking the top lender.
Yeah, yeah.
We might have to go down the list and go, well, the top four can't do it. We'll have to go with this lender because of that reason.
Have you got quite a good success rate then?
Pretty good, yeah. We have, we're absolutely manic at the moment work-wise, and we've started 9 years ago with doing mortgages, and every year's got busier and busier, and at the moment we're absolutely flat out and have been for 3 years, so hopefully that's a good sign, and you know, a lot of people have confidence in us doing the mortgages for them and just come back to us time
and again. Absolutely, yeah. Like a solicitor, you would go in, you would get, for example, the first hour, half hour free just to talk about what you want.
Yep.
Do you do that sort of thing as well?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we always do a free first initial meeting to go over someone's scenario, and we generally know within 10, 15 minutes if we can help and how we can help. But we often don't charge a fee going forward, depending on the amount of money someone's looking to borrow, because we get paid a commission based on that and how complicated it is. So there are times when we don't charge a fee at all. We certainly wouldn't charge up front. And if we do charge, we only charge when we've got a mortgage offer, which is the point where we've done our job, essentially.
Yeah. Is it easier for a single person or a married couple, for example, to go for a house?
Again, it comes down to what they're looking to buy up to. A single person generally is going to have half the income that a married couple would have, all else equal, so they're going to be able to afford a lower value house than the married couple. But it's not so much based on whether there's one or two of you applying, it's how much you earn, what your outgoings are, and everything else that comes into it.
What got you into this?
When I was at university, I bought a house with money I saved up from working at home on the farm when I grew up on a farm, and my year out, and I bought a house just before the market went crazy. Got very lucky, and it was just purely bought to live in. We sold that house for three times more than what we bought it for, me and a chap at university I met. And then we sold that house, and then invested the house in York. And the guy I met at the time who helped me back then got me into mortgages because he was a mortgage advisor, and from there, really.
Fantastic. If anybody wants to get in touch with you and they want to talk to you about their future and their future homes, etc., how do they get in touch with you?
We have a website, www.ylfs, standing for Yorkshire Life Financial Services, .co.uk. And there's contact details on there. Phone number and email address, so that's probably the best way.
So we've got York Realty Professionals, you can go to their website, they can go to your website, they can find all about you and what you do, and hopefully the phone will be ringing or the website will be so hot it'll be on meltdown. Ian, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
No,
I wish you well in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.